How do you ask for a date?
Ew! Get away from me!
Second date update with the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
You got with somebody like, oh my gosh, why won't you connect with me? I want to see you again. And for whatever reason, they seem to be ghosting you. We then step in and we try to get you another date or at least some closure, such as the case with Playhouse family member Anthony. Anthony, why don't you tell us about who this is, how you met, what you did, all that stuff.
We met on Tinder a few weeks back and conversation was awesome. So we decided to meet. I didn't really want to do anything like super fancy. So I asked Emily to just go to a, you know, join me at a party at one of my friend's house. And it wasn't like a guy's night type of party. It was catered and, you know, they had a wine bar, you know, that type of thing. So I thought like, you know, that would be a, like a perfect way to, you know, first meet up with Emily.
A party with a bunch of your close friends?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I thought it was a good idea. I didn't think, like, too much into it, you know. I was just, like, you know, we were all just, like, hanging out. And, you know, I just, like, you know, since we met on Tinder, like, I didn't want to give off, like, the wrong idea, you know. Even though I was, like, kind of looking for something serious or long-term, I just, like, you know, kind of wanted to keep it chill. So, yeah, that's what we did for our first date.
Was the party awkward?
No, it was a good time. Like, we had, I don't think it was, at least. I mean, it didn't feel awkward to me. You know, there were obviously some, like, awkward silence moments. You know, there usually are on, like, a first date. But, you know, I guess we fought through them. And she seemed like a really down-to-earth person.
All right. And is there anything that comes to your mind where you're like, okay, I did or I said this and this could have been a little off-putting? Does anything come to mind?
I mean, I hope not. I you know, we talked about a lot of stuff and I definitely tend to overshare sometimes. But nothing really sticks out that I think, you know, could have been like a date killer, if that's the term, you know.
We'll see if we can score you that next date or at least get you some closure after Getta, BB Rexha. I'm good. It's second date update on Y94. Good morning, Y94. I'm the Playhouse of the Morning. We're in the middle of second date update.
Love. Depressing and mean. It can break your heart or rupture your spleen. Yeah, love sucks. Horrible hookups you'll now relive. Yeah, love sucks. Lucky for you, that's a positive.
Here's where we are so far. We know that Anthony met Emily on Tinder, and then he went ahead and invited her to a friend's get-together and really is just kind of like, I thought we had a good time. Why don't you love me? But to really know more than that, we need to know what Emily thinks. Emily, do you hear us okay?
I'm not sure what's up, why I've been on hold here for so long.
Yeah, you know what? We have a better track record when Amy doesn't tell people why we want to talk to them, because often they hang up when they find out. But Second Date Update is a segment we do here on the show where basically somebody went out with you and they're wondering why you don't seem particularly interested. Do you remember going out with Anthony recently?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, he's kind of wondering what's going on. Anthony, do you want to, I don't know if you want us to do this or if you want to pose the questions, I'm fine either way.
Oh, he's
hi,
here.
Emily.
Oh, hi, Anthony. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I was just, I guess I was just calling, you know, to kind of see what like happened. I mean, you haven't really like been responding to any of my like texts. I tried calling and, I definitely wanted to meet up again. I mean, I had a great time with you, and I guess I was just kind of reaching out to, you know, see what's up. Like, everything okay?
Look, I feel bad. I don't usually ghost. I usually reply to everyone, and I don't know. You know, I'm not sure who you're really gaslighting here, me or these hosts on the show. But what was up with that date? What was the whole thing? You gave me the wrong address, first of all. I went to the wrong house.
That's my bad.
I was all dressed up in this nice dress. And, you know, I looked all fancy, which I don't even usually do for a Tinder date. And, you know, I was so embarrassed. I go, it's kind of cold out, you know. I got to the right place eventually, figured it out. And you didn't come out. I tried texting and calling you. And so I had to go into this party where I don't know anybody. And I'm asking random guys, have you seen my date? Have you seen Anthony? The people whose party it was were like, yeah, he didn't tell you, you know, that this party was happening today. And when I get in there, all of a sudden, it's an engagement party for two other people that you had known. So to go to someone else's close friend's engagement party on the first date is a little crazy for me. I'm, you know... Okay, so that was nice. It was a nice party. They were very happy, the couple. The girl said yes. You know, everyone was clapping and cheering. It was really fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you suddenly decided it would be a joke or it would be funny to propose to me? That, yeah, it was really super weird and awkward.
Oh, my God. It was just a joke. I knew that. Oh my! I knew that you were going to run with that. It was just a joke.
Unless you said yes, that I wasn't joking.
It was just a joke.
I feel like I have a pretty good sense of humor usually, but you got down on one knee and made this whole speech like we had been dating for years. First of all, not funny to me. I would really like to get proposed to someday. But who does that on a first date in front of all of their friends in this little intimate setting where everyone knows you and has no idea who I am, first of all?
Yeah, that's weird, man.
Because it was a joke. Like, I was just kidding around. Like, they just did it. So I was like, oh, why not? Like, this would be fun.
And it's funny because what part? What was the most, where did you get the biggest laugh on that?
I just thought it would be a funny thing to do, like a funny way to like lighten the mood a little bit. I don't know. Like I thought we were having a good time.
Well, I'm going to go ahead. I think I know where this is going. Emily, if we paid for it, would you want to go out with him again?
Oh, no, not at all.
I was kidding around. People do that
jokes.
All the time. Okay, whatever.
All right, thanks, guys. I'm guessing the immediate response, proposing, even pretend proposing on first date, not probably being something that people are like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, someone said, dude, you completely messed up. First, you're bringing her to such a good close gathering with your friends. Then you also proposed after your friends proposed. You were there to celebrate. Someone else just said, what's wrong with this dude? Someone said, fail, dude. Everybody's kind of like just taking her side. Kind of good she didn't go out with him.
Probably everybody else there thought you were actually proposing, I would imagine.
Yeah, I would be so upset with a friend if they did that to me.
Yeah, never mind how awkward that is for Emily on the date, but then like the people whose party that is, that's supposed to be like their special engagement moment, and then you're like, hey, I'm going to also propose, even if for pretend, that's weird.
It's awkward for the couple that was actually getting proposed, awkward for his date. Just what's wrong with him?